But Muriel isn't content with serving us just one dessert.
Ha, no. Before we arrived, Muriel whipped up the second Gateau Diane of the week.
And she'd not forgotten mains either, with an exquisite chicken in brandy sauce.
And with that out of the oven, it was time to sit down to dinner with Muriel's husband Richard and her son David.
Muriel, how did you do the chicken?
I diced red onion, fried it a little oil and butter, yes, sliced mushrooms, and then I flambéed the chicken breast with brandy and poured thick cream over the top.
Yes.
Put it in the oven for a couple of hours.
So is that exactly how your mum would used to
do it? That's exactly how Mum did it.
Chicken's lovely and juicy. Mm. It's the sort of thing to give a pool's winner, isn't it? That was grand.
You're welcome.
Time for Gateau Diane of the Week and number two.
Do you know, it kind of looks like a wasp's nest, doesn't it? It's interesting because it's the second Gateau Diane that we've had this week. It's completely different.
Really?
Yeah. Completely different.
Really?
So obviously various families must have had their idea of what it was, you know.
Well, it's three layers of meringue sandwiched together with fresh cream and pineapple. And on the outside is an uncooked chocolate meringue decorated with the remainder of the pineapple.
Opulence personified, I think.
Yeah.
Bon appetit.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
It's much more indulgent than the other Gateau Diane.
How long do you reckon this recipe's been in your family now?
Well, certainly my generation and my mother's generation. Mm-hmm. So at least two generations, yeah.
So 50 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not every day that Si and I get to eat the food of royalty.